KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. First of all, in high school wrestling action around the area last night, Atlantic opened up their season. Atlantic Cam with a couple of victories and a double duel at Anita last night. Atlantic defeating Audubon 72-3 and Atlantic down Griswold 77-0. Audubon also beat Griswold 42-18. Some of the highlights on the night, Chase McLaren at 126 pound was a double winner. Connor Pellett at 145, Devin Seedlick at 152, and Drake Roller at 170 also picked up two wins for Atlantic Cam last night. Also for Audubon, Dylan Obermeyer was a two-time winner last evening in that meet at 220 pounds for his team. Also around the region in wrestling action last night, it was AHSTW topping Exira EHK 69-12. AHSTW beating Woodbine 66-18. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 65-18. Logan Magnolia over Exira EHK 77-6. Loma beat Woodbine 66-18, and it was Woodbine over Exira EHK 54-24 in a four-team meet last night. Also last night in high school wrestling, ACGC beat Nottoway Valley 42-33. It was ACGC over East Union 37-27. West Central Valley beat East Union 45-36. West Central Valley over Nottoway Valley 37-24. East Union over Nottoway Valley 46-18. Also in a four-team meet last night, it was Glenwood over Underwood 40-37. Glenwood beating Southwest Iowa 69-12. Glenwood over Riverside 47-21. Underwood topping Riverside 40-36. Underwood topping Southwest Iowa 65-12. Riverside beat Southwest Iowa 45-34. Also in a three-team meet last night, Missouri Valley beat Denison 81-0. Missouri Valley 84-0 over West Harrison, and Denison beat West Harrison 66-0. Also in wrestling last night, Shenandoah over Clark 54-24. Shenandoah beat East Mills 64-6. Shenandoah downing Mount Air 51-24. Southwest Valley beat East Mills 63-12. Southwest Valley also a winner over Clark 57-24. Southwest Valley beating Mount Air 54-13. Mount Air over East Mills 45-18. And Clark beat East Mills 42-30. In a three-team meet last night, Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 42-34. It was Kemper Catholic over Perry 48-36, and Kemper Catholic beat Roland Story 46-30. And in wrestling last night, Bedford Lennox over Central Decatur 48-24. Wayne beating Bedford Lennox 54-30, and Central Decatur topping Wayne 47-30. A few high school basketball games around the area last night. In the girls' hoops last night, game heard here on KJAN. It was Stanton edging Riverside 46-34. Also, Denison beat Storm Lake 56-49. Murray over Bedford 46-23. In boys' basketball last night, the other part of our broadcast doubleheader, it was Stanton over Riverside 70-35. Also, Storm Lake beat Denison 81-60. And Bishop Newman Catholic over St. Albert 67-35 last night in boys' basketball. In big boys basketball, college hoops, Jacob Evans sank a pair of free throws with 20 seconds remaining in overtime as Cincinnati edged 19th-ranked Iowa State 55-54 in Hilton Coliseum. That win snapped the Cyclones' 37-game non-conference home court winning streak.
We just got to be better. Late game was unacceptable the way we weren't taking care of the ball, taking quick shots at times. Credit them. They're a good team. They really slowed the game down. But we just got to be better.
That's senior guard Matt Thomas, who had 13 points. Monte Morris led ISU with 15 points as they fall to 5-2.
Obviously, right now, this one hurts. It hurts a lot. But think big picture. You know, we have a long ways to go. We just got to keep getting better every day.
Cyclones came up empty on their final three possessions in the overtime.
My biggest concern was just, you know, getting good ball movement and really doing a good job attacking their matchup zone. And, you know, sometimes when we got good ball movement, we've got, you know, opportunities. Sometimes we didn't finish, but then there was a lot of times tonight we just didn't have enough ball movement and player movement. And that's, you know, that's something I got to do a better job of with these guys of demanding it at times.
That's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, who says while the effort was good, they just couldn't convert enough on offense.
Defensively, our guys were terrific to hold them to that percentage and compete the way they did. And even though we did give up them offensive rebounds, but our guys they really compete. I'm proud of them for that. And I just got to do a better job in our attack and demanding ball reversal and player movement.
And again, Iowa State 5-2 on the season with that loss last night. Also last evening in top 25 college hoops, it was number 24 Florida beating North Florida 91-60. Also number 8 Gonzaga stays unbeaten with a win over Mississippi Valley State 97-63. In college football news, Indiana football coach Kevin Wilson has abruptly resigned less than a week after the Hoosiers became bowl eligible for the second straight season. Athletic director Fred Glass made the announcement during a hastily arranged news conference. He said defensive coordinator Tom Allen would be the permanent replacement effective immediately. Glass said the decision was made because of philosophical differences. Indiana was 6-6 this season, 4-5 in the Big Ten. Wilson went 26-47 in six seasons in his first college head coaching job. In NFL football, the Dallas Cowboys' win streak has now spanned parts of 4 months. Dez Bryant caught four passes for 84 yards and the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter to help the surging Cowboys win their 11th straight game, 17-15 over Minnesota. Bryant's 56-yard catch in the first half set up Ezekiel Elliott's one-yard plunge. The receiver caught an 8-yard scoring pass in the fourth quarter after a fumbled punt by Minnesota's Adam Thielen. Elliott rushed for 86 yards on 20 carries for the Cowboys, who are 11-1. They have the longest single-season winning streak in franchise history. Vikings coach Mike Zimmer missed the game following emergency surgery to repair a detached retina. Special teams coordinator Mike Prefer was the interim head coach against the Cowboys. The Vikes fell to 6-6. They're a game and a half back of Detroit in the NFC North. Elsewhere around the league, Rob Gronkowski's season is likely over. The New England Patriots tight end was scheduled to have surgery for a herniated disc in his lower back. That's according to a team statement Thursday night. He's likely to be out for 8 weeks or more. The Super Bowl is scheduled for Houston on February 5th, should the Patriots get that far. Gronkowski sat out practice Wednesday with what was listed as a back injury. He was absent on Thursday from practice again. That injury is believed to have occurred during the Patriots' loss to the Seahawks on November 13th, in which Gronkowski said he received probably one of the hardest hits that he's ever gotten in his career. From safety Earl Thomas. Chiefs defensive lineman Jay Howard has been put on injured reserve with a hip injury. The 5-year veteran has been out for several weeks. The Chiefs decided Thursday he was unlikely to make it back this season, and there was no corresponding roster move. Howard signed a 2-year deal to remain in Kansas City in the offseason, even though he had a breakout season a year ago. But this season included just 18 tackles and a sack in parts of 8 games. The Chiefs have already lost Alan Bailey to injury this season, and defensive tackle Dontari Poe remains sidelined this week with back spasms. Raheem Nunez-Roches, Kendall Reyes, Jarvis Jenkins, and rookie Chris Jones have been rotating through the line in their place. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will have season-ending surgery on his right shoulder. Coach John Fox says the veteran quarterback will have an operation to repair the labrum in his shoulder. Cutler injured his shoulder during a loss to the New York Giants on November 20th, but finished the game. Matt Barkley figures to start his second straight game when the Bears host San Francisco in a matchup between two awful teams on Sunday. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have traded left-handed starter Jaime Garcia to the Atlanta Braves for a trio of prospects, including second baseman Luke Dykstra, the son of former All-Star Lenny Dykstra. The Cardinals also got right-handers John Gant and Chris Ellis on Thursday. Garcia has spent his entire injury-interrupted career with the Cardinals, going 62-45 with a .357 earned run average and helping St. Louis win the World Series in 2011. But the 30-year-old was just 10-13 with a .467 ERA last season, and getting rid of his $12 million contract for next season gives the Cardinals some flexibility in free agency. They've already signed reliever Brett Cecil to a 4-year, $30.5 million contract, leaving an outfielder the biggest hole remaining on their roster. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, Latin American teenagers, and Cubans approaching their mid-20s were losers in baseball's new labor contract. The deal includes stiffer penalties for high-spending teams and a hard cap on signing bonuses for international amateurs. The Oakland Athletics also came up short with the team's ability to receive revenue-sharing money to be trimmed in stages and then eliminated in 2020. Mid-tier free agents were winners, with management agreeing the teams will no longer forfeit first-round draft picks for signing players who turned down qualifying offers. But top-tier free agents could wind up as losers if potential bidders back off because of the steeper tax for exceeding the payroll threshold. As part of that new deal, the experiment of having the All-Star game determine which league gets home field advantage in the World Series, that's done. Instead, the pennant winner with the better regular season record will open the series at home, as it should be. Another important change, the minimum time for a stint on the disabled list will be reduced from 15 days down to 10. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.